Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. Today, we bring you another special edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show with statements to our radio station by His Excellency Edgar Armaqueto, Ambassador of Suriname here to Cuba. And in the second part of our program, we also bring statements by Pedro Pedroso, Cuba's permanent representative to UN office in Geneva, addressing the UN Climate Change Summit. Ambassador Pedroso spoke about the much-needed coordinated international action to fight climate change and mitigate its effects. Stay tuned. His Excellency Edgar Armaqueto, Ambassador of Suriname here to Cuba, was a keynote speaker at a conference at Havana's Casa del Alba Center on Caribbean cultures, traditions, the environment, and other issues of common interest to all Caribbean states. The conference was in the framework of activities on the 10th anniversary of the prestigious cultural center, Havana's Casa del Alba, to be marked on December 13th this year. In his statements to Radio Havana Cuba, the ambassador of Suriname set forth his country's position on the ongoing escalation of economic aggression against the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela and Cuba. He spoke also about an initiative promoted by Suriname to establish a youth movement in member nations of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our Americas, ALBA, to advance regional integration, and about cooperation between Suriname and Cuba. Let's listen.
You spoke extensively about regional integration, about ongoing problems and attempts to divide us. What's your country position, for instance, on the recent activation of the so-called Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance, which is a clear attack on Venezuela? What do you think?
The position of Suriname, the government of Suriname, is no intervention in internal affairs of the countries. And we don't understand what's going on. And I think it's an attack that we couldn't describe enough, because this is war, you know, and we are not going to support this. Venezuela is our friend. We are one. We are brothers and sisters, and we are very solidar with Venezuela and also with Cuba.
The exclusion of Venezuela from the Amazon summit.
I think we have to leave our political problems at a side and start working together. I think we have to do things together, because in unity only we will reach the goal.
Tell me about this initiative to launch an ALBA youth movement.
Well, that's a proposal. There's a proposal, and I hope they will start with it. Suriname is ready. The youth is ready. And I think as unity, we have to start working together. It's like an idea, like a project. The youth is future of our Caribbean. I think, and Latin America, it is important to start with them, because they are the future of tomorrow.
Cooperation between Suriname and Cuba, what are the main sectors?
Now we have a lot of cooperation. We have the cultural cooperation. We will further strengthen the relationship between Cuba and Suriname in this sector. Also the economy, when we talk about the export of, for example, rice to Cuba, we are looking now for possibilities, the negotiation with the government of Cuba. We also could talk about sport facilities. We want Cuba to help us with this sector. Also, the medical students, we have a lot of medical students, Suriname medical students.
How many at, have
we have now like 36 students here studying medicine. We are expecting a lot of more students, Suriname students.
Okay, thank you very much.
Those were statements to our radio station by the ambassador here of Suriname, Mr. Marciano Edgar Amarqueto. Ambassador Amarqueto was a keynote speaker at a conference at Havana's Casa del Alba Center on Caribbean cultures, traditions, the environment, and other issues of common interest to all regional states. You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we're presenting a special edition of our weekly program, The Caribbean Outlook Show. And as we said at the beginning of our program today, we also bring statements by Ambassador Pedro Pedroso, Cuba's permanent representative to UN office in Geneva, addressing the UN Climate Change Summit. Ambassador Pedroso spoke about yet another important issue, climate change. Despite the reckless, irresponsible behavior and even denial by some world leaders, including U.S. President Donald Trump, it is common knowledge that the world is heading towards irreversible climate change with unpredictable, devastating consequences, particularly for small island and low-lying coastal states, which have contributed little to the problem but are among the most vulnerable to its effects. Let's listen to Ambassador Pedroso.
Maybe the first thing I should say is that it took us 23 years to be where we are now in the climate change negotiations. Since we first signed the convention in the Rio summit in 1992 till 2015, the Paris Agreement. 23 years of negotiation to have a legally binding structure where we are all engaged and committed to do our part to solve the problem. 23 years, think on that. To try to solve a problem that is not me, is not yours, is not his, is a global problem. 23 years to put in place the structure. I don't want to talk about the time that we need to implement what we have agreed. Negotiators, politicians, somehow, sometimes we are cynics, and I'm sorry to say it. We have to speak our mind, and we have to be frank. I think this dialogue is much of it. But we have a framework, which is a legally binding framework. So by emphasizing on this, I want to say that none of us, none of the sides, neither developed nor developing, we are doing a favor to the other. We are all committed. We are all under an international obligation.
Those were statements by Ambassador Pedro Pedroso, Cuba's permanent representative to UN office in Geneva, addressing the UN Climate Change Summit. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful song by none other than Jamaican reggae icon Bob Marley, a call for unity among all people. The title is One Love. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time.
Crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One.
lady on the wall.